Happy Friday, full moon, mini moon, wolf moon, whatever you want to call it. It's beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful moon. And then on the front page of the Chronicle, they got a picture of the snow owl. So the snowy owl that they found in the basement, living or stuck in the basement of the Lorraine Palace. They've rescued it out there, and now they're trying to... It's over at the Lake Erie Nature and Science Center.
Any idea how it got in there?
Probably a window.
Yeah.
Now you're just guessing.
Maybe it was a midnight showing of some movie, and it just kind of forgot.
You know. Well, you know, if you go to the Lorain County Metro Parks Facebook page, you see all kinds of white owl sightings along the lakeshore. They are out in full force.
Wait. Did Craig Adams just refer to somebody's Facebook page? Did I
sure.
hear that correctly? Analog Man is on Facebook?
Must have read that somewhere, I guess.
It's a rumor.
Yeah. Hey, going on Thursday, January 23rd at the Cleveland Renaissance, it's the 14th annual Greater Cleveland Sports Award put on by the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission. And we got David Gilbert with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, David. Thanks for sharing some time today with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So before you get to the awards itself, what is the Sports Commission, the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission? What sort of goal? What's their mission?
We're a nonprofit organization, been around about 15 years, and we're an economic development organization. And what we do is we compete against other cities around the country and around the world for the rights to host national and international sporting events in Northeast Ohio. A lot of NCAA championships, Olympic sport championships. We've actually, since we started about, again, almost 15 years ago, we're now at just over 150 different events, totaling about $400 million in economic impact. So you have big things like the NCAA Women's Final Four, the National Senior Games this past summer, and a lot of smaller ones as well.
Dave, how do you sell this region to people who have those events to offer?
It's a great question. I think there's really two things. One, it is selling the region itself, and you know, I think we all know that the Cleveland area at times can have a perception issue, but once we get people here, there's rarely any problem. Once they see it for themselves, they really like it. I think the other thing, our organization is, the way our business model is that we really try to help these folks run their events. So we've got a pretty robust staff that acts almost as a small sports management agency. So when you have a USA Wrestling or an NCAA or different folks that have events, oftentimes they're understaffed. So we can help take on that event and run it for them. We don't necessarily know their sport. They can run what's on the court, what's on the mat, but we could take care of everything else, the housing, the transportation, the communications, PR, ticket sales, all the different logistics. And because of that, Cleveland is doing extraordinarily well in terms of really punching above our weight for the hosting of these events.
How do you gauge the community acceptance of it, or who will come to these games? Is it usually regional, or is obviously with any event, there's probably some international attention or people from across the United States come
sure.
to it. But how do you gauge whether something like this will fit in Northeast Ohio?
You know, you have to look at each one almost as a small business deal in a lot of ways. And do we have the right facilities? Are there the hotels? And by the way, they're not all hosted in downtown Cleveland. They're really wherever within the region something might fit. And so you have to keep stock of what we have. Oftentimes there are certain sports that our region really backs well. Cost is sometimes a factor. And then once we do that, it's really convincing these folks that their event will be more successful here. For us, the bottom line is economic impact, and that really has to do with visitor spending. So we really don't get involved in local events per se. For us, the more people that come in from out of town, that stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants in the region, and spend their money, that's the most important thing. So sometimes we have a big event early next month called the Fed Cup. It's a big international tennis event. It'll be the U.S. national team. Serena Williams is playing in it against Italy. And that event will be on tennis, shown on the Tennis Channel all over the world. So there's also some great benefits for the region in terms of being out there in the media.
Dave, beyond that, what else do you have coming in 2014, also 2015?
Probably the biggest thing is in 2015 we have the NCAA Basketball Regional at Quicken Loans Arena. First time that a regional has been held here, where the winner will go to the Final Four. We have three NCAA championships this year alone, three different Division II championships. A big event, the Gay Games, sort of an international Olympic type of event, will bring probably up to 20,000 people to town this summer. So we have 12 national events alone just in 2014. So Cleveland really has become, and the Cleveland area has become a major hub for the hosting of these types of events.
You know, you have the Winter Olympics coming up soon. Are there any kind of preliminaries or things related to Olympic events that ever come to Northeast Ohio?
We have had probably the most important one. We've had back in 2002 and in 2009 the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. We've done quite well in that sport, but a lot of the skiing and those kind of sports, we simply don't have the right facilities here to host any kind of significant event. Some smaller regional things, but traditionally the Summer Olympic sports are ones that are more conducive for our region.
We're talking today with Dave Gilbert from the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, and they got their 14th annual Greater Cleveland Sports Awards. It's kind of titled Celebrating the Best in Cleveland Sports for 2013. Now, if I was to make a little bit of a judgment on that, sometimes we always think, what good things happened in Cleveland sports in 2013? But obviously, you're talking from not only high school level but to the pros, so there's quite a bit. Talk about some of the things that will be honored at this event.
Well, we started this event 14 years ago, and as you mentioned, it's not just about the Cavs, Indians, and the Browns, and they are very well represented. Every year, they're very much behind this. But we have media from throughout the region that nominate an outstanding high school, amateur, collegiate, and professional athlete. And that would be in the collegiate amateur ranks. It's someone who is either from Cuyahoga or contiguous counties, or plays in those counties. So, for instance, one of our finalists for collegiate athlete of the year is Connor Cook, who went to Walsh Jesuit. He's the quarterback at Michigan State. And then we have those awards. There's a handful of others. There's a Lifetime Achievement Award that Bernie Kosar is receiving this year. We have a Courage Award, and we also have a Best Moment in Cleveland Sports that is voted on by the public.
I also noticed on your website that you have you accept volunteers, which I think would probably be a really fun organization to volunteer for.
Yeah, Rick, it's a great question. It's very, very important for us, for these events that we host, having volunteers. When we had the National Senior Games this past summer, we had over almost 4,000 volunteers from throughout Northeast Ohio. It was critically important. And we probably have, again, about a dozen different events each year. Sometimes it's only 10 or 15 people. Sometimes it's hundreds or thousands. And we're very fortunate. And as you said, a lot of these can really be fun. It's a great way to welcome people from around the country and around the world, and a great way to see some really elite athletes in some interesting sports.
Your event, again, is coming up on Thursday, January 23rd. You got a special MC, Chris Carter, who's got quite a bit of Ohio ties. Let's talk about getting him to be the MC for this event.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Every year we've had a great national-level MC, people like Bob Costas or Dan Patrick or others. Chris Carter this year just got inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's a terrific NFL analyst. As you said, great Ohio ties. He's very loyal to Ohio. We're thrilled to have him. And then what happens is with each of the awards, kind of like you see at the Academy Awards and some of the others, we have different Northeast Ohio sports celebrities that present the awards. So they come up on stage and they actually get interviewed by Chris Carter. So we'll have people like Terry Francona, Brian Hoyer from the Browns. We'll have Sean Porter from Stowe, Ohio, who just won the IBF Welterweight Boxing Championship. So we'll have up on stage probably about 15 different really, really neat sports celebrities from the region.
I bet there's a lot of good sports talk in the sense that many athletes have good stories to tell about their times of playing and what it's like to be a professional sports athlete.
They do. And you mentioned at the beginning something really important. You know, there's a lot to celebrate. You know, sports is something that really brings people together. And Cleveland is a great sports town. And even in years when our pro teams don't have a lot of success. This is always such a feel-good night because there are great stories. And you know, even if the teams don't do well, there's great individual moments during the year. It's great to reminisce about past achievements in Cleveland sports. And there certainly are great achievements with amateurs. We have a number of Northeast Ohio folks that will be competing in the Winter Olympics, high school level. So it really is a great celebration all around.
Now, I know that this is a big fundraiser for you. Do you have still tickets available, or has this already been sold out?
We're not quite sold out. So we're expecting we can seat about 1,200. We literally have about 15 tickets left. So we expect it to sell out, but people can absolutely still buy those tickets. And they can also, there's a big auction that night. If you're there, we have about 80 different auction items, everything from Super Bowl trips to U.S. Open golf trips to a lot of memorabilia. But we also do something called the Golden Ticket. And we sell 300 tickets, and we draw one winner that night who doesn't need to be there. And the winner gets a good pair of season tickets to the Cavs, Indians, and Browns for the upcoming season. And we've sold about 250 of those, but there still are about 50 left.
Sounds good. Again, the event is coming up on the 23rd over at the Cleveland Renaissance. It's the 14th Annual Greater Cleveland Sports Award. You can go to clevelandsports.org to get all sorts of information about that. Our guest today, Dave Gilbert from the Commission. Thanks for sharing the time with us, and good luck with your event this year.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.